This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Vietnam typhoon death toll has risen to 233 as more bodies are found in areas hit by landslides and floods. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
In Hanoi, the streets were filled with floodwater as locals waded through. The following day, reports came in that floodwaters from the swollen Red River in the capital were beginning to recede somewhat, but many neighborhoods remained inundated. Farther north, experts were predicting it could still be days before any relief was in sight. Across Vietnam, over 100 people are still listed as missing, and more than 800 have been injured. The United Nations Children's Agency, UNICEF, said the storm and its aftermath has also damaged some 550 health facilities, 800 schools, and more than 100,000 homes, while leaving more than 3 million people with no access to safe drinking water. I'm Karen Chamas.
North Korea has offered a rare glimpse into a secretive facility to produce weapons-grade uranium, as it says leader Kim Jong-un visited the area and called for stronger efforts to increase its number of nuclear weapons. Reuters' Leila Sharukhshahi reports.
Kim highlighted the need to grow centrifuge numbers to exponentially increase nuclear weapons production, which may indicate that North Korea's tactical nuclear designs rely primarily on uranium. This is significant as developing highly enriched uranium is generally less complex than plutonium. One study suggests North Korea may have produced enough fissile material for up to 90 nuclear warheads, though about 50 are believed to be assembled.
Leila Sharukhshahi from Reuters. Ukraine's push to ease restrictions on the use of weapons from the United States and Britain will be on the agenda in talks between President Joe Biden and Prime Minister Keir Starmer on Friday when they meet in Washington. Ukraine wants to use some weapons to strike deeper into Russia, and there are signs the White House might shift its policy. This is VOA News. Families of hostages and activists blocked a major road in Tel Aviv, demanding action to secure the release of Israeli hostages held by Palestinian militants since the October 7th attacks. Yehuda Cohen is the father of hostage Nimrod Cohen.
The government, who is indifferent to the situation, they only want to sit on the chairs. Netanyahu only wants to be a prime minister. The country can burn. He doesn't care.
The protest took place in front of the Israeli Defense Ministry and was largely against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's inaction on accepting a deal. Russia's Federal Security Service has accused six British diplomats of spying and said a decision has been made to withdraw their accreditation. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Russian state TV quoted an official from the security service known as the FSB as saying that they will be expelled. The FSB said it received documents indicating that the diplomats were sent to Russia by a division of the UK Foreign Office, whose main task is to inflict a strategic defeat on the country, and that they were involved in intelligence gathering and subversive activities. The move comes as tensions between Moscow and the West grow amid an intensified push by Ukraine to loosen restrictions on using weapons provided by the U.S. and Britain to strike Russia. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Dozens of Hong Kong journalists and their families have been harassed and intimidated online and in person. Selena Chang, spokesperson for the Hong Kong Journalists Association, said on Friday.
I think this is the largest scale harassment against reporters in Hong Kong that we have thus far know of. Like I described, similar tactics had been used earlier in previous years, but in quite sporadic manner. But clearly, some of these parties and perpetrators feel that it might have worked sometimes, and so continue to widen their area of attack.
The targeted journalists, media companies, and organizations, including HKJA's executive committee and 13 media outlets, as well as two journalism education institutions.
I don't believe this is right, and that's why we are making a loud call today to say that we do not accept such behavior.
HKJA said they have contacted Meta and the Wikimedia Foundation for this harassment campaign, and they have launched their investigations. The World Health Organization says it has granted its first authorization for the use of a vaccine against mpox in adults, calling it an important step towards fighting against the disease in Africa and beyond. The pre-qualification of the vaccine by Bavarian Nordic means that donors like UNICEF can buy it, but supplies are limited. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.